brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the sixth day of July 2005, already into the third hour, Sector 3. And we're going to be taking your calls throughout this hour on any issue you wish to discuss and masses of news and information. We want to talk about Paul Harvey's comments about how black slavery good, in America, handing out smallpox blankets good, nuking the Middle East good, just this mass sick mental illness. Then you're welcome to call in. We'll talk about Alberto Gonzalez. We're now being called liberals and we're against him being the new Supreme Court justice. And Bush is chastises. Not to criticize him. If you want to get into how they're announcing the military is going to be involved with police, the local level, to keep us safe, but not on the border. The end of Posse Comitatus. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. James in Michigan. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Yes, I was just want to tell you, I'm over here, I went out this morning to get gasoline. They raised the price 24 cents a gallon today.
Well, they're saying that it is going to hit $100 a barrel by winter. And what did we tell you two and a half months ago out of the Bilderberg group with our spies meeting in Europe? There, Kissinger says it's going up to, what, $150 a barrel? Did you know that 4 years ago, oil was $10 a barrel.
Right. Okay, now today, well, another thing I was going to tell you, they're putting more, I'm over here by a state highway. As I drive the state highway, I notice they put three more cameras up.
Homeland Security's paying for it, and the military admits it is a military model, a control grid.
A control grid.
Yeah, they put it out in major publications. It's a domestic control grid.
Well, not only that, we have every Friday, we have the state police. They have what they call random checks on the highway.
Federally funded again. Yes, training you. There's no Fourth Amendment.
You don't have to be speeding for them to pull you over. If they figure that you look suspicious or something,
it's not even
they
that.
Pull
you over. They just randomly do it, sir.
Well, this is there is an invasion of our freedom right there.
But the border's wide open. No, look, they're going to have troops with them soon. Look, I got video from the late 90s of troops going to drills and then stopping real cars with, non-role players and arresting them with the police, searching cars.
That's right. Well, the thing is, it's an honor to have you out there. I mean, to have you broadcasting, we still have that freedom of broadcasting, and I pray every day that we don't lose that. Because if we don't get the message out to the people and people don't wake up, I mean, just like you say, and we see it slowly eroding, we're not going to have any freedom at all.
It's like a sandcastle when the waves start hitting it. At first, it doesn't fall and the waves hit, and then just suddenly it collapses. I mean, we've hit the flash point, sir. It's like a piece of paper in the fire. You throw it in, doesn't ignite for a second, then it bursts. America burst. I mean, it's happening. But we can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, as they say, because right now, I mean, the tyranny's right out in the open. The mask is off. The cards are on the table, the big dog's out the porch, and, I mean, anybody denying what's happening now is willfully in denial. They are in purposeful self-denial.
Well, then, too, another thing that I'll tell you about Junior is Junior doesn't actually run this country. His father and the cronies are actually behind a lot of this New World Order, because if you remember back in 1990 when Senior...
A New World Order.
Talked about the New World Order back in 1990.
We can see a New World Order coming into view.
Mm-hmm.
We have the very real chance of a New World Order.
But see, the old
in fact,
man...
I know those are in my clip files. I used to play them years ago. I also know they're in some of the other talk show host clip files. Find me the George Bush Senior New World Order clips, Scott. If we can find them, we'll play those in the next segment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
You bet. And, oh, by the way, coming up, everybody keeps talking about Matt Lauer a week and a half ago, Tom Cruise on it. We never got to this clip about the Brave New World and the drugging. We're going to play that coming up, too, in the next hour, so look forward to that. And we'll probably replay that Paul Harvey, a little two-minute clip, to analyze it as well. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net are just some of the sites. Check them out today and strap yourselves in. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the last 2 hours I've been mentioning it, so I'll go ahead and detail it in 4 or 5 minutes. Then we'll go to Vince, William, and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Military expands homeland efforts. This is out of the Washington Post. Pentagon to share data with civilian agencies. A new Pentagon strategy for securing the U.S. homeland calls for expanded U.S. military activity, not in the air and the seas, where the armed forces have historically guarded approaches to the country, but also on the ground and in other less traditional, potentially more problematic areas, such as intelligence sharing with civilian law enforcement. The strategy, well, why do the cops then call us civilians? Because, see, they've already been indoctrinated in the last 20 years into this. I mean, in Road to Tyranny, I've got a Marine Corps captain. He now owns a computer company. His face is blacked out, who finally got mad about 4 years ago when he was driving down I-35 and saw a checkpoint with regular Army searching vehicles, just randomly. So he called us up, he showed us all the documents, photos of him, and then he became a police officer, and then he started a computer company and doesn't do that anymore, very successful. But the point is that in 1988 and 89, he was in the Marine Corps, and he got assigned in Virginia to the FBI and local police. And they would raid gun dealers' houses, homes, drug dealers, you name it. I mean, the Marines, folks, would put on vests that said police. And I mean active duty, folks. I don't mean a Marine Corps reserves. He later became a cop. And, I mean, he would raid, kick down doors, you know, team leader. Boom! Totally! A huge felony. Of course, they didn't even tell him that. part of a secret project to defend America from guns. And it was President George Herbert Walker Bush. And then all throughout the 90s, you know, I just started learning this stuff. You know, I was Mr. Conservative Anti-Federal Reserve in the early 1990s, and I got on the air in 1995. But, you know, I kept hearing, yeah, black helicopters, and I was getting calls about it, and I'd say, oh, that's just what kooks talk about. Then people would fax me, you know, old St. Louis news articles. They'd send me articles out of California. Then a helicopter crashed in downtown Houston and killed a bunch of people. And it was a Delta Force drill, and that was in Soldier of Fortune, and they criticized it. And then they hit Texas, and I interviewed a police chief that they tried to bribe of San Antonio, and then other police chiefs who had foreign troops in drills and blowing up buildings 300 feet from Casa Ricarda Nursing Home in Kingsville, Texas. And I went there and videoed the smoking building hours after they'd hit. And I learned about all the different programs and how they were training the police SWAT team secretly with the military. And I began to learn about it. And I was in the paper, the front page of the paper, you know, Army invades South Texas. Delta Force terrorizes public. No mention of foreign troops, which were there, Czech Republic troops. And then they had me, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, preaching the conspiracy gospel. I'm next to it, still a conspiracy theorist, because I don't like it. He's a conspiracy theorist. He interviews police chiefs. What, I go stick a camera in their face and they admit it? So, you know, and I've been warning and warning. I mean, this is what I harped on in the 1990s, and now it's old hat. They have Marine Corps and Army drills and Army National Guard drills. And then, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm at my grandmother's house. She's dead now, bless her heart, but I'm visiting with some cousins that live nearby. And one of them, you know, been in the Army and in Special Forces for now, it's like 20 years, but he'd been in like, you know, 16 years or something. He'd always been overseas or at Fort Bragg, and he's like, Alex, yeah, whatever. We're not going to have microchips. We're not that bad. We got to train, blah, blah, blah. And then I get a call about 2.5 years ago, hey, I'm stationed in Austin now. I want to come by your house. He comes by. Hey, how you doing, bro? Oh, pretty good. Blah, blah, blah. Have some coffee. You know, your wife's a nice person. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, let me just tell you, they told us all at a secret meeting, over 100 officers in the room, that we're all getting microchips in the next 2 years. By the way, they're now getting the microchips. Only officers right now in Special Forces. And he goes, yeah, a lot of stuff you said's true, and it's really scary. And he said, but I'll probably be getting shipped out, you know, in the next few years. I'm just setting things up in Austin. And he goes out at Bergstrom. He goes, I can't tell you too much about it, but some of it's public. And to make a long story short, we already knew what was going on at Bergstrom. I was just surprised to learn I had family intimately involved at high levels of it. Of course, you know, the world is so small. It's just crazy. And they're merging the National Guard, the regular Army, and a unit of the APD. And they have them out there, and they fly around in Army helicopters at night, looking through walls, surveilling people, aiding the police. And all of this is just drilling. And then every week, sometimes every day, a fax comes in, an email, mainstream news article from little towns and big cities. Oh, the Army is giving half of the armory, and its old military base, it will be in the same building with the sheriff's department. And when the police department's moving in, too. As if it isn't bad enough to have the sheriff and the police moving in together. You know, we have jurisdictions for a reason, to stop tyranny. The founding fathers, three branches of government, divisions in different parties, 50 different states, you know, 13 at the time. This is also one dictator can't have total control. The founding fathers said this. You've got different jurisdictions, so if you got a bad cop in charge of a place, a bad sheriff, you know, you can move to the next town. No, okay, it's clear I'm going to your calls later. I've got to talk about this now. I've gotten off into it, and I'm just going to talk about it, because it's such a big deal. I've become desensitized, where I don't even talk about this anymore. And, you know, and this has really always been my expertise, my specialty, as they say. But this is the first thing that really shocked me and saw, man, they're getting ready for martial law. I mean, I would have emergency managers, you know, who were Vietnam vets, big in major cities, you know, on the show. like Mr. Sanchez going, yes, I was in part of the secret meeting. They said it's PDD 25. It's trying to take our guns. I was in the meeting with the Delta Force. That's Kingsville. I mean, you know, I'm not supposed to go on there and go, well, this is for domestic. And then I get on a plane. And I fly to Oakland in 99. And there are thousands of Marines and Germans and Dutch and Israelis and French and British and Scots and Australians. And they got thousands of role players. And, you know, there's the Coronado troop ship parked right there. And here are the hovercraft and the helicopters. And they got the role players and let me videotape it. The role player is going, I'm an American. Where'd you get the gun? Where do you live? I live in San Francisco. Why are you resisting? And I'm sitting there videotaping it. And then their public relations guy, Jones, runs up, gets in my face, goes, out of here, out of here, out of here. But I did get that much on tape. And then we had our people stage and go in as part of the tours for local dignitaries and get even worse stuff. They're staging executions of citizens. And oh my God, they got the Marines practicing blowing our heads off. I mean, and then I get, and these guys show up at the TV studio and go, look at this video. We're contractors down at the base in San Antonio, and they had Marines into the base, even though it's not a Marine base. We can't let you have this, Alex. They'll know just who we are. We shot this from the rooftop the second day. We couldn't believe it. And it's Marines lined up, and there's about 300 role players with signs going, USA, USA, don't take our farms. And then somebody in the crowd shoots, and then the Marines go, the role players. I mean, give me a break, folks. They're gearing up to kill farmers. I mean, this is going on. And then I got Ridge on videotape. We played the clip here before where he goes, yo, we do need to get rid of Posse Comitatus and have troops on the streets. Secretary of Defense Cohen in 98 said it. There'll be a day when armored vehicles are on every street corner, but not on the border. And now everywhere, every town, every county, just they pour in, I mean, every week. And it says they're merging the police and the military. And then I get the photos off the local military's own websites where here we are at the Bay Fest, the city in Alabama, searching everyone that came into the city. And they're at the major roads, is searching families, old ladies, five-year-old children. I got photos of it from their own websites and on my in the new martial law film. Troops out at protest in New York, D.C., Denver with cameras videotaping families. I mean, regular army folks out in the open with cameras. You talk about East Germany and everywhere, $1.2 billion here, $598 million there, just Houston, Chicago, L.A., Austin, microphones, cameras in our neighborhoods, everywhere, face scanners, radio transponder readers, the bills introduced to put the transponders and all the inspection stickers and start taxing you. It would have happened 2006, but we beat the bill. I mean, it's just out of control. And you read these articles out of the Washington Post, the New York Times, they go, but don't worry, it doesn't violate Posse Comitatus. We're going to have troops running checkpoints and on the street and in your local law enforcement offices with a local CIA coordinator. Everything's fine. We're handing out tattletale spy booklets and we're training everyone to look for marijuana and look for guns. And I mean, they're setting up the Stasi right here in front of us. I mean, look at this out of the New York Times. This is the New York Times yesterday. I never got to this yesterday. I'll cover it now. Take a breath, Alex. Pentagon directs attention to domestic warfare. The Pentagon's most senior planners are changing the longstanding strategy that requires... It was never a longstanding strategy. This has always been the strategy. The armed forces prepare to fight two major wars at a time. Instead, they are moving resources to defending America territory and anti-terrorism efforts. The consideration of these profound changes are at the center of the current top-down review of Pentagon strategy as ordered by Congress every 4 years and will determine the future size of the military as well as the fate of hundreds of billions of dollars in new weapons. The intense debate reflects the growing recognition that the current burden of maintaining forces in Iraq. So mixed in with gobbledygook, they tell the truth. And it goes on. An official designation of the counterterrorism role is a shift of strategy that focuses on domestic defenses would have a huge impact on the size and composition of the military. And it gets into troops on the ground. It says right here in Washington Post. Troops on the ground in major cities defending key infrastructure points. Folks, I got video of them in 98 running checkpoints on I-35 pulling people out of cars. They've been beta testing and creating the cadres for decades, and now it's here, folks. Heaven help us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bunch of other police state news coming up, and your calls right now, but for all the police and military listening that are compartmentalized and aren't part of these domestic suppression units, or those that have been given this training, it is all focused on land grabbing, control of populations, roundups, forced inoculations. It has nothing to do with terrorists. It never did. And in Road to Tyranny, I have troops walking up to us in Central Texas and downtown Belton going, "Hey, you're not allowed to take me. What are you doing?" And an officer goes, "Well, actually, they are. You're the guys that taped us at that checkpoint and put me on the internet." I'm like, "Yeah, I am the man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself." That was long before 9/11, folks. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's in my videos. Let's go to Vince. Vince, where are you calling us from?
St. Paul, Minnesota area. Like,
welcome, Vince.
Thank you. You know what is amazing, truly is amazing, that our so-called Christian churches think so much, so highly of our government, of what's going on in the Middle East.
Gonzalez is of the Lord, pro-abortion, anti-gun, member of Metro, pro-torture. That's of the Lord.
It's just totally amazing. And nowadays I go to my regular church, 501 Church or whatever that is. I find it every other week it's starting to get very entertaining because it's something new is come up that just appalls me. And I think it was last month that the pastor at our Bible group was saying, protests are bad. The government knows what he's doing. The government knows what it's doing, and protests are usually done out of disorder and
demons.
Yeah, and I was just appalled.
Demons do what they're demons. We must burn them.
I only said what I could at the time because these subjects are so off the wall that I think, well, how can I respond to that? So I raised my hand.
Well, that's because the World Council of Churches, look, they're about to get the faith-based initiative, billions, what is it, like $10 billion a year for the churches starting. So they've been told by their denomination heads, you're going to get a bigger church and be promoted if you get it on the ground floor of being a government preacher.
I tend to believe that very much, though.
Oh, that's the plan. It's freedom. Everybody knows when the government runs the churches, it's freedom.
It must be.
You're not with Al Qaeda, are you?
Me?
Listen. You will worship Alberto. Abortion is of the Lord. Now, I happen to think it's evil, but no. And soon we'll have our world leader, and the churches will worship him. They will say the Lord has come. Yes.
Well,
we must worship him at his throne. Our leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, literally, folks. I mean, they're ready.
You know, when I responded that, I said, well, how about the protest in the square of China 10 years ago where those Chinese people were protesting for freedom? And the pastor responds, well, that was righteous protest. I said, well, I mean...
Ah, it's what they decide when it's righteous.
Yeah, you know, it's just totally, totally appalling, totally amazing and appalled for every week that I show up. But I still show up just to, you know, shed some light on what's going on in the world because the Christian church and the Christians are falling asleep.
Well, let me tell you, the government, and thanks for the call, Vince. Go ahead.
One more thing. I have an audio tape I want to send you, Alex. I got this off of ABC News Perspective, and I'd like to send it to you if I can get the address.
Sure. It's 3001. 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
8704. Suite 100, Lamar.
Yes, sir.
I think you might like this.
Thank you. Thank you, Vince. Great job. Thank you. William in Oregon. William, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, just a couple of quick things. I was doing some homework the other day, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the big deal, of course, 9/11 was 9/11, and I realized that in Germany, in 1989, when the wall came down, coincidence perhaps, it was November 9th, which is 11/9, inverted. I thought that was kind of a little interesting footnote to life. Also, I did a search on FEMA, just for curiosity's sake, on 9/11 photos. None available except for a lot of... memorial type stuff, but I couldn't find anything having to do with that.
Can't let you see those photos. You might see something.
I know. I find that pretty crazy coincidence. And I was also talking to a friend of mine that's involved with Cliff Carnicum in this BD DVD distribution. And evidently, one of his advocates was sending samples in somewhere in Missouri to a testing plant. And after like 8 samples, they won't do it anymore and test the ground. Evidently, there's lots of salt compounds being found, as well as in northern New Mexico. And what they're finding is it's wiping out tons of trees as a result of all the spraying.
The government's loving you is what they're doing.
I know, it's crazy. Now, really serious thing here. I've talked to you before about putting this DVDs and videos on our local cable station. I need to talk to somebody offline because they say they can't do it until they get a release. I told
Sir, just write up a release and sign my name.
Voila. What do I do?
Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Keep it up, man. You're doing a good job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I've said this for years, so I never get around to doing it. I'm so busy. I need to put a open form letter on the website saying you were authorized to air my documentary films in their entirety or in part via Access Television anywhere in the country, or to, you know, do similar things, as long as for nonprofit educational purposes. And I mean, I all the time I'm signing these things. I've got to talk to the people, get the name, write the letter, sign it, send it out. At the end of the takeover, police state to the takeover, I spend like 2 minutes on, or 3 or 4 minutes on activism, and I say, you're authorized to make copies of this film. You're authorized to air them on Access TV. So just write up a form and, you know, give it to them. And if they call saying, is Billy Bob Johnson allowed to air this stuff on our... Yes! Billy Bob Johnson or William, whatever his name is, you're allowed to, William... All right, let's take a few more calls, and I'm going back into the news. Bill in Canada. Let's go north to Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alec. How are you doing, brother?
Good.
I call you brother. I have high respect for you. I don't worship you, but let me tell you about Canada here. You know how many churches were in full support of homosexuals parade? I found out through the...
Well, I think all of them. Don't you get arrested if you don't?
You see, the lady that worked in a church, United Church, she told me that they have... secret meetings, the preachers, the Catholics, so-called Catholic Homosexual Organization, United Churches, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Pentecost, they all getting together, and all the preachers say we have to show love to them. We have to be nice to them. You know, there are more women taking the side of homosexuals, and more women are in full support. Hey, I'm a pastor, brother, but I will not preach in any churches anymore. Don't get me wrong. I was trained by the in Curitiba, Paraná, in Brazil, by Jesuits. I spent 12 years in Jesuits seminary. But I tell you one thing, the corruption is global. You're talking about martial law, brother. I highly respect what you say. It's going to be global very soon.
Well, police dressed in the exact same Darth Vader outfits our police are attacking peaceful protesters at the G8 right now, not letting them protest.
You know, Alec, when I lived in Brazil when I was a young boy, they have a death squad. Maybe you heard about the Brazilian death squad, right?
Sure.
They're all dressed in black. Now, when you see the SWAT team here, is similar training, it's paramilitary training.
Look, death squads have always worn black and black masks.
Exactly.
Going back,
the SWAT team globally is nothing but a death squad training for the future to eliminate opposition of the New World Order. It's nothing new.
Well, when they really try that, I feel sorry for them.
I spent 9 years with the Green Berets. And I tell you, I read all kind of manuals about concentration camps. I even phoned Bo Gritz. You know what Bo Gritz told me? That secret, you should not expose that. Years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I phoned Bo Gritz. Maybe you heard about Bo Gritz.
Yeah, I know who Belzebo is.
Yes, and I told him, why are you such a patriot? Can't you realize that when you're drafted into slavery, not into the army. You're drafted into serving a global system. Nothing to do with America. America and Canada is not a free country. It's run by the invisible government. The men didn't want to listen to that. That's right. What we have coming global now is total global disaster. It's globalization.
What's that one manual for Gladio, FM Phil Manual? Is it 22? I'm going from memory. That's a government-sponsored terror manual.
Brother, when they have a crisis management, the master plan is, when you study the protocol, the elders of Zion, you study everything inside out. The protocols are not Jewish. I study, have been written in 16th century by the Jesuit in England. So
I remember you called before. Your dad was what, an SS colonel?
He was a colonel in the German army.
Oh, the German army, Weimar. And so so you went to Brazil and then...
Yes, in 1946 I was only a young boy. And I grew up and I was in a Jesuit seminary in Curitiba, Paraná. And I graduated as a priest. Then I went to the army, United States military. And I seen everything. And I seen both sides, how the Jesuit... You see, when you're talking about torture... The American military, where did the torture come when you study Inquisitions, the Franciscans, Dominicans, the Jesuits, they performed the art of torture. And now secretly they're doing what we have now, it's nothing but invisible Inquisition, the reputation of Inquisition. It's nothing new. That's right. Alex, everything is coming to its time. We have invisible Inquisition. But the torture, the art of torture, it's nothing new. It has been in process. You see Mossad, you see rabbis, they are enforcing because in Israel there, they torture the Palestinians. They
By the way, torture is legal in Israel.
I know that. And when I was talking to rabbis, you know what they told me? And do you know the Jewish people have over 1,200 concentration camps to torture Germans and mass slaughter Germans. And my father told me when we were young boys, me and my brother, my sister, my father said there were never 6 million Jewish killed. Possibly maybe 400,000, but not 6 million, because the total population of Jewish people in Germany were around 3 million. Where
right.
did they get the 6 million?
Listen, Bill, I appreciate your call from Canada. I'm going to cover some news here. Thank you. All right, on the record here, I am not a Scientologist. I don't know any Scientologist. I don't support the New Age weirdness of the teachings of, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank here. L. Ron Hubbard. But what the media has done is they've made a debate between drugging the population being good, or you're with the Scientologist. And look, I support the Scientologist in saying that drugging's bad and shock therapy's bad, and what they're doing on that front is a good thing. A lot of the other stuff is pretty serious, and I don't agree with it. I have to say that openly here. People love conspiracy theories, and there's some 50-something-year-old Scientologist PR guy named Alex Jones, and when I'm not being accused of being him, I'm being accused of being the head of the Shorenstein Center, Alex Jones, a 60-something-year-old New York Times writer. No, I'm not that guy. And I'm not the billionaire up in Canada who owns a bunch of factories named Alex Jones, who's 70-something years old. And I'm not the local photographer, Alex Jones, for the Austin American Statesman. Not him either. I keep getting emails, and this is something I don't really have time to respond to this, but it's annoying. Jones is the most common name in the U.S. Smith and Jones are like tied. And Alex is one of the most common, so I have to just say that. I do support Tom Cruise, though, in what he said. And you have to wonder, why is he being demonized? I had family over this weekend, and they go, Tom Cruise is just horrible. Well, the news just says he's bad. I said to the family member, who's a sweetheart, I said, honey, what did he do? Well, he's rude. Oh, somebody sprays water in his face, and he goes, you're a jerk, so he's bad. Or he argues and sticks up for himself with Matt Lauer, who's just a complete snake. So here's that little 4 or 5 minute clip. And well, before we get to that, FDA issues second suicide warning for adults on SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's the Associated Press. This is just in the last 3 days. This is 735. This is 3 days ago. Here's one from a couple days ago, Houston Chronicle. Closer look for possible Ritalin cancer link. Here's another one. Ritalin aspartame chromosome damage killing kids. I mean, this is all in the last 3 days. Okay? So, this is the reality. But this is why now the media is attacking Tom Cruise on a daily basis, because he's shooting his mouth off against them and they don't like it. Go ahead and roll it. The Tom Cruise clip, please.
Do we ever? Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry. And as far as the Brooke Shields thing is, look, you gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields. I think here's a wonderful and talented woman. And I want to see her do well. And I know that psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Matt, you have to understand this. Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will, of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
The difference is, this was not against her will, though.
Matt, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Aren't there examples, and might not Brooke Shields be an example of someone who benefited from one of those drugs?
All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. That's what it does. That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
So postpartum depression to you is kind of a little psychological gobbledygook?
No, I did not say that.
I'm just asking, what would you call it?
Matt, now you're talking about two different things.
But that's what she went on the antidepressant for.
But what happens, the antidepressant, all it does is mask the problem. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. That's an alteration of what I'm saying. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering, antipsychotic drugs. And there are ways of doing it without that, so that we don't end up in a brave new world. The thing that I'm saying about Brooke is that there's misinformation, okay, and she doesn't understand the history of psychiatry. She doesn't understand in the same way that you don't understand it, man.
But a little bit what you're saying, Tom, is you say you want people to do well, but you want them to do well by taking the road that you approve of, as opposed to a road that may work for them.
No. No, I'm not.
Well, if antidepressants work for Brooke Shields, why isn't that okay?
I disagree with it. And I think that there's a higher and better quality of life. And I think that promoting, for me personally, see, you're saying, what, I can't discuss what I want to discuss?
No, you absolutely
can. I know,
can.
But Matt, you're going in and saying that I can't discuss that.
I'm only asking, isn't there a possibility that, do you examine the possibility that these things do work for some people? That yes, there are abuses. And yes, maybe they've gone too far in certain areas. Maybe there are too many kids on Ritalin. Maybe electric shock.
Too many kids on Ritalin. Matt.
I'm just saying, but aren't there examples where it works?
Matt, you don't even, you're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is. If you start talking about chemical imbalance, you have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt. Okay? That's what I've done. And you go and you say, where's the medical test? Where's the blood test that says how much Ritalin you're supposed to get?
It's very impressive to listen to you because clearly you've done the homework and you know the subject.
And you should.
And
you should do that also because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing
I'm not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
You're saying,
some people who seem to have been helpful.
This is a very important issue.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? And you're here on the Today Show.
Right.
And to talk about it in a way of saying, well, isn't it okay and being reasonable about it when you don't know, and I do. I think that you should be a little bit more responsible in knowing what it is because you communicate to people.
But you're now telling me that your experiences with the people I know, which are zero, are more important than my experiences.
What do you mean by that?
You're telling me what's worked for people I know or hasn't worked for people I know, and I'm telling you I've lived with these people, and they're better.
So you're advocating it.
I am not. I'm telling you, in their case, individual case, it worked. I am not going to go out,
Matt,
and say, get your kids on Ritalin, it's the cure-all and the end-all.
Matt, but here's the point. What is an ideal scene in life? Okay? Ideal scene is someone not having to take antipsychotic drugs.
I would agree.
Okay, so now you look at it and you go, okay, a departure from that ideal scene is someone taking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you go, okay, what is the theory and the science behind that that justifies that?
Let me take this more general because I think you and I could go around in circles on this for a while. And I respect your opinion on it. Do you want more people to understand Scientology? Would that be a goal of yours?
You know what? Absolutely. Of course. You know,
how do you go about that?
You just communicate about it. And the important thing is, like you and I talk about it, whether it's, look, if I want to know something, I go and find out. Because I don't talk about things that I don't understand. I'll say, you know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it so I can come to an opinion based on the information that I have.
You're so passionate about it.
And I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about life, Matt.
So, again, now, see, it's, oh, you're a Scientologist if you're against all the drugging and the New Freedom Initiative and the rest of it. And that's what's happening here. I have an article here out of the Associated Press where they admit that they brutally beat up women, rape them, threaten to rape them, you name it, then have them go confess on TV that they're terrorists, and they admit it's totally fake and staged. That's going on. That's the Running Man TV our government puts on in Iraq. Another AP article, judges use anklet bracelets to check sobriety. Oh, you're accused of drunk driving, so we're going to make you wear a bracelet to see if you are drinking before you're convicted. Talk about a brave new world. They even admit it. So they call it Brave New World Big Brother, but it's good, they say. Speaking of drugs, TV has negative impact on very young children's learning abilities. Television viewing before the age of 3 may have adverse effects on the subsequent cognitive development. According to a study in the July issue of Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, one of the JAMA archive journals, 3 to 5-year-old children watch an average of 2 or more hours of television or videos per day. And it has just a huge effect on the way the brain operates and has serious cognitive effects. I mean, another major study. I see one of these every month. Here's another article. Democratic leader defends push to abolish presidential term limits, rebukes fears of Bush for life. The Democrats' number 2 in the House, Majority Whip Hoyer, has defended a push to end presidential term limits and told the Raw story the concern in the blogosphere that the proposal could mean Bush for life is baseless. He supports it. Yeah. He said, we'll have Bill Clinton for life. I mean, it's just pure evil, folks. Here's the Iraqi says security forces use torture out of AP about stuff I can't even mention on air, folks. It's just getting so out of control, so bad. Venezuelan's President Chavez says free trade area of the Americas is dead. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has declared the U.S. proposed hemispheric trade bloc is dead and should be buried. Proposal that the United States first made 10 years ago is absolutely impractical. That Chavez referring to the free trade area of the Americas. They went on to say that it would give up some of their sovereignty, and it's just a good idea. Talking about Fox News propaganda, you should turn the video, the audio off and just look at the video. We have screenshots of this on Prison Planet and InfoWars. Fox assures us Bush Supreme Court pick will be honest. It says Fox Facts. Bush, a nominee, will interpret Constitution faithfully. Fox Facts. Bush will nominate person with integrity and intellect. See, it's all the subliminal stuff just there in your face talking about the dangers of TV. That's why I can officially say I make a TV and watch a few pieces of propaganda, but I do not watch it for enjoyment. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Oh, a few little program notes here. We've got David Icke. You want him, you've got him. 2 hours next Monday. David Icke talking about his new book, interesting fella, will be joining us. We appreciate him taking the time out. 2 hours coming up next Monday. We got a lot of other big guests coming up later this week on Thursday and Friday. So you'll definitely want to be checking in. And normally by the early morning hours, we post who the guests are going to be on the day of the event. I'm going to try to get to where we post people in advance, though, because a lot of folks want to know about that. But usually we have a lot of guests on as things are developing, as things are happening. But I always enjoy just opening the phones up and taking your calls like we did today, and I try to do that once or twice a week, at least once a week on average. Before I hit a smattering of other key final news items here, number one, remember we got to fight the Gonzales nomination for the Attorney General to become the Supreme Court Justice. Got to expose that. I heard after my show yesterday, USA Radio Network going, the liberals are fighting him. Don't let the liberals win. They actually had some guy on there as if that was news. I mean, the liberals. So you're a liberal if you're against gun control. Or if you're against abortion. This is the spin. They use the left-right paradigm to shift off our thinking process. Shatter the false left-right paradigm with my new film, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. It is a mini-series. It is a little over 3 hours long. You need to have this video, the latest 9/11 information, put together the most professionally I've ever done a film. The latest police state, who the globalists are, the Bush-Nazi connections, the connections to the occult. Such an important film. It won't be seen. It won't have the effect it could have if you don't order it. And we've got discounts of upwards of 75% off on some of my videos when you get multiple copies. So when you call the toll-free number or when you go to the website, be sure to look at the specials. The toll-free number to call and get Martial Law or any of the books and videos I carry or films I produce is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to watch clips of the films, to read about the films, to look at all the different specials, and to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. That's InfoWars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day monthly or yearly subscription, and you can see all the films, the weekly TV reports. It's a ridiculous deal. Just go check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Bush administration annexes the Internet. They're not giving over the root servers. And if they don't update those and upgrade those, Internet 1 will begin crashing. They're going to force us over to Internet 2 that is highly regulated and controlled, where you'll be able to have a domain on a sub-carrier if they allow you. Very serious. Forget cameras. Spy devices will cut drivers' speed by satellite. Times of London, this is happening here, too. It's the ultimate black backseat driver, motorists face having their cars fitted with spy devices that stop speeding. And they're going to force London drivers to take that. Oil will hit $100 by winter. Worst ever claims looms, says analyst. Surging demand to keep prices high. That's propaganda. They're just scamming us. The good news, Americans buying more guns. Sales up by 11%. Gun sales in the United States are shooting up, according to current and projected firearm sale figures from Gunmaker Smith and Wesson Corporation. The 153-year-old Massachusetts company Wednesday said firearm sales for the fiscal 05 are expected to increase by approximately 11%, and other gun manufacturers are reporting numbers of 12 to 20%. We're getting different reports in, but it's all good. Yes, more guns means more freedom and more tyrants that are afraid to move too strongly against us. We're going to win this fight. We're going to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Keep your eyes on the prize. Stand up against the New World Order. We're going to bring down this global government. We're going to destroy its tyranny. We're going to get our national sovereignty back. We're having a lot of victories. We're also having defeats. But we're in the fight. We have power. God helps those that help themselves. History shows that we can resist and we will win. Evil will implode of its own nature. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.